Dick Wieland in the AM 1400 WRJN News Center. The AccuWeather forecast, sunny this afternoon and breezy with a high of 78 degrees. Bond was set at $250,000 for the 14-year-old accused of causing the death of his 14-year-old girlfriend last Thursday evening. Keller McQuay has been charged with first-degree reckless homicide, possession of a firearm by a felon, and being in possession of a short-barreled shotgun, all felonies. The criminal complaint sheds little light on what happened when Vista Jackson was shot inside a home in the 1000 block of Albert Street. According to a witness, the two had just said they love each other. Then there was a loud popping noise. Another person in the home said McQuay left the home soon after. A rifle was found in a neighboring yard that had both the stock and barrels sawed off. McQuay is scheduled to return to court September 23rd for a preliminary hearing. Mount Pleasant police investigating a home invasion and burglary Saturday morning discovered a garage that had been broken into about a block away. Police were called to a home in the 6200 block of Larchmont Drive after the homeowners reported items, including a handgun and wallet, had been taken from their home while they were asleep. A pickup truck parked in the garage was also entered. While police were checking the area, an officer noticed an open garage door in the 6300 block of Larchmont. The residents finding that someone had rummaged through both vehicles parked in the garage. They say they'll be giving the area special attention because of the incidents. They're also urging anyone to remove or conceal any valuable items in your vehicle, lock the doors, and close the garage door. They also say exterior lighting can also minimize the chances of becoming a victim. A 34-year-old Kenosha woman accused of killing her two small children Saturday was scheduled to appear in Kenosha County Intake Court this afternoon for a bond hearing. Police were called to 5007 33rd Avenue when the father of the children, who were 1 and 3 years old, came home to find them dead and their mother suffering from significant self-inflicted stab wounds. At a news conference yesterday, Police Chief John Morrissey said the woman left a log or a journal containing a detailed description of what happened early Saturday morning. Morrissey says the woman indicated that her relationship with the children's father was troubled. He says the journal apparently was meant to tell police what happened.
There were some utterances when she was taken to the hospital as well to make sure that we knew that she was the only one involved in it. But I guess, you know, speculation would be that she wanted us, meaning the police, to know that I believe her intent was that she was going to pass away, that we knew exactly what occurred.
The woman also sent a package to her sister outlining her plan, which didn't arrive at its destination until Sunday. Morrissey said his department is recommending she be charged with 2 counts of homicide. Governor Walker will try to set himself apart from the other presidential candidates today by proposing vast national restrictions on labor unions. It's a more sweeping package than his Act 10 public union limits from 2011 and the state's right to work law 4 years later. Today, Walker will propose abolishing federal employee unions, scrapping the National Labor Relations Board, giving right to work protections to all employees, and making it harder for unions to organize. A new report shows an increase in drug overdoses in Wisconsin.
A distressing fact contained in a new report by the State Department of Health Services. Karen McEwen, state health officer with the Division of Public Health.
Since 2008, drug poisoning kills more people in Wisconsin than car crashes.
Opioid pain relievers contributed to 45% of the 843 drug overdose deaths in 2013. Heroin accounted for another 27%.
To be honest, I think the most hopeful thing is the number of partners that are looking at this, that are very concerned, and that are taking action.
By comparison, 527 people lost their lives on Wisconsin roads in 2013. Bob Hague, Wisconsin Radio Network.
The Powerball jackpot is the highest it's been since June 3rd at $185 million for Wednesday night after nobody won the top prize on Saturday. No Wisconsin players won the top three prizes, but more than 11,000 tickets in the Badger State won prizes ranging from $400 to $300. Wednesday's cash option is almost $117 million. Meanwhile, the Mega Millions jackpot is back to its starting point of $15 million for tomorrow night after a ticket sold in New York on September 11th was good for the $106 million prize. Dick Wieland, AM 1400, WRJN News. The AccuWeather forecast is coming up.